88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Timothy B. Schmidt. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
It's a good occasion. You have a new album, Leap of Faith. I ran into you, was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
I think it was about a week and a half. You're just about right there.
And you were doing a bunch of things at the Americana Music Fest, including the main Americana Music Awards, and you did a couple of shows, and we had a chance to talk then, and now we're going to share both the new music from Leap of Faith and get caught up with you here today. You worked with Hank Linderman again as a co-producer. He seems to have become a real musical ally of yours, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was thinking it was 18 years we've been working together, but it's more like 20, I figured out.
Round up anyway.
You know, my last album, Expando, I credited him as production assistance. But this time it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough credit. So, you know, he was right there with me during the whole thing. He makes it sound good. He can play if I want him to. He can sing. Does a lot of stuff. He's really excellent. He's also, you know, he's engineered a lot of other things too, including a bit of Eagles and a bit of Robert Lamb, a lot of people.
Right. So whenever you have someone like that, I'm sure it helps you, because one of the things about Leap of Faith is we discussed the fact that it's funny, Americana as a term, as a brand, you know, and certainly within the music industry, it's really gaining another wave of momentum and recognition. And it's a genre that you're one of the prototypical, you know, players of when you think back to the days in Poco. So it's easy for you to adopt that term and apply it to, but the album's pretty diverse in the different styles and the different sounds that you approach on it, yeah?
Yeah, the album seems to go like in a lot of different directions, but somehow it all kind of works. When I come up with an idea, I'm not trying to think of some kind of, you know, big concept, or maybe I should stay in this direction. I just kind of go where it takes me.
Right.
And like I've said before, I think that everything's sort of floating around the ethers, and it's my job to, and any writer's job to try and vibe and latch on to that stuff. And that's what I try to do.
The speaking of the vibe and inspiration, Red Dirt Road, which is the first song that we've been playing on KCSN, first track that you released from the album, it's said to have been inspired by your spending time on the island of Kauai. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I'd say it's more the setting of the song, because the earth there, the soil is like a deep orange red, and it's super fertile. I mean, you could take a branch off of a plumeria tree and stick it in the ground, and it's liable to just go ahead and start growing a new tree. That's the setting. But also, my wife and I and family have been going there for many years now, and I wrote this song quite a long time ago. I suspect at least one of my kids were still in the house, and it's about, like, you know, doing, and there's a line in it about doing our work before our play. It's about taking care of business, do what you need to do, and then go, like, all right, I'm gonna go down the red dirt road. I'm gonna go to the island. I'm gonna go cool out.
Persevere, for goodness sake. Right. we sow those seeds. But oh my, just wait and see. When we get on down that mountainside, take the red dirt road. When you reach that water, then you'll know. You don't need no diamond ring, you don't need no clothes. When you walk on down that red dirt road. I'm only human, I'm just a man. I seek contentment when I can. So when I am weary, head in my hand, I think about my earthly promised land. I'd like to cut to the chase, but I know we've got to wait till we get on down that mountainside. Take the red dirt road. When you reach that water, then you'll know. You don't need no diamond ring, you don't need no clothes. When you walk on down that red dirt road, it won't be quite the same. Once we were young and wild, but one thing will never change. It's that burning in our hearts. You know it's been there from the start. Just wait and see till we get on down that mountainside. Take the red dirt road. When you reach that water, then you'll know. You don't need no diamond ring, you don't need no clothes. When you walk on down that red dirt road, you don't need a single thing, just get up and go. There's a rainbow down that red dirt road. When you walk on down that red dirt road. When you walk on down that red dirt road.
On the album, you are blessed to play with a broad consortium of great artists. You know, our mutual friend Ben Montench, Jim Keltner on drums, John McPhee, Herb Peterson, Taylor Hawkins, who's right down the street at this moment, drumming in his studio, and Van Dyke Parks.
Yeah.
How did the Van Dyke Parks connection?
Well, Van Dyke also played on my last record, but he's been a friend for years. He's actually been a friend of my wife for longer than I've known him, and I've known him for quite a while. Basically, you know, I call up these people, including Van Dyke, and say, I would love to have you play accordion on this. And he said, yeah, when do you want me? And it's kind of that simple. And he's really quite the character, and he's fun to be around. Quite an eccentric friend of mine.
We can never have enough, can we? Let's face it, though. We were talking earlier, when you have these kind of musicians, I'm sure knowing you, and you're one of the most humble superstars I've been blessed to know. You probably still do marvel when you're in the studio at the proficiency of these players that are working with you. They're great.
Oh, yes. I definitely marvel at that. I still really enjoy what I do. I'm so fortunate in that I still get to do what I want to do. And And it's taken me to beyond my wildest dreams when I started doing this. I mean, we all start having these dreams of, like, you know, fame and being on the radio and all that. And then it actually has happened to me. And now that I'm getting older, I feel like I'm getting better at it. And I still get excited because I feel like I'm improving and I have a lot more to offer. So that it's like new energy on the other side of the halfway point, I suppose.
Well, and it's funny you mention that because All Those Faces, which has the title track, Leap of Faith, the title of the album in its lyrics, it also has a line in it that I found interesting to the point you're making. It says, I'm in training, living out my life, which shows that you still do have that, both as a person and as a professional musician, that sense of, hey, I'm still growing. Still growing.
I hope so. Yeah, I do. I really do feel that way. And it's really such a joy to not... I know a lot of people now who are starting to use the R word or are well into it, retirement. Right. And it's just...
I thought you were saying rock for a moment, but okay, retirement, I get it. The other R.
There's a lot of R's out there. But I'm lucky that I don't really have to even consider that, I suppose, until my body finally says stop someday. But I can keep going for as long as I please, God willing. And I take a lot of joy and I'm very grateful for that.
Far to go. There are times when I dangle by a thread. In the sweetness of glory, I feel raging tenderness. I prefer it when I hang my head. Such a puzzle to me. Try to stay on this roller coaster ride. I go up, I go down, and I keep spinning around.
A lot of times people will ask me, or maybe a parent might come up and say, my son or daughter is really getting deep into music, and I don't know, you know, is there anything, any words of wisdom for them? And I really don't have any other than never forget why you started to do this, what piqued your interest. And that's, it's very simple. It's a lot of fun. And so if we can all, those of us who have been successful on any level, if we can remember that, that's the key, I think.
Well, that inspires a question. The fact that we talked earlier, when you first came to LA, you did not have necessarily as a kid, you did not have, there's a lot of artists that come out of either a country or a rock or an Americana background. They personally were informed by country music at an early age, but that wasn't the case with you.
Not really. My dad was a musician, and he was involved in country western bands before I was born. By the time I was born, he was doing the standards of the day in clubs, and he did that pretty much for the rest of his life. But country music, no, not really. In fact, my mom really, I remember, she really frowned upon it. If she heard a country song, she would roll her eyes. So I didn't get a lot of that at home. It wasn't until, well, no, it was before I came to LA. The band I was in Sacramento, my friends who we started in high school, made our first records with and all that, we started to dabble into the new country rock.
Right.
Although I could get it. I could go somewhere else with that, and I could tell you. I could say like what about the Everly Brothers,
right,
way before and all that. But we started dabbling in country rock, and by the time I was asked to be a part of Poco, I really kind of started studying a lot actually. I listened to a lot of Buck Owens, I remember, and a lot of country artists because I knew I had it in me. But I really didn't have a big history of it.
Oh, uh-huh. I've been thinking about all the times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be behind you. Keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying. I keep on trying. And I've been drinking now just a little too much, and I don't know how I can get in touch with you. Now there's only one thing for me to do, that's to keep on trying. Satisfied when I can see a smile, I want to confide in all that is true, so I keep on trying. I'm through with lying, just like the sun above, I'll come shining through. Yes, I keep on trying. I'm tired of crying, I got to find a way get on home to you. I've been thinking about heard you shout. The flow of energy was so fine. Now I think I'll lay it on the line and keep on trying. I want to confide in all that is true, so I keep on trying. I'm through with lying, just like the sun above. I'll come shining through, yes I will, yes I will. Keep on trying, I'm tired of crying. I got to find a way to get on home to you.
Leap of Faith is the new album by Timothy B. Schmidt. Now, we talked, you're hoping to tour out and to get a tour plan sometime in perhaps the beginning of 2017.
Yeah, maybe February. And I'm not sure where they're looking yet. I haven't been presented with a plan yet, but I will hone that down. I hope to go out on and off playing for, maybe on and off for next year. I'll see how things go.
Well, we're going to do our best here in Los Angeles to make everyone aware of the new album. It is Leap of Faith. The songs today were great.
Thank you.
And we always appreciate having you come by. Thank you for coming to KCSN.
Thanks for having me.
It's Timothy B. Schmidt live on 88.5 KCSN.